Good morning again. Today we are exploring the gifts of emptiness. The gifts of emptiness may sound like an oxymoron. How can we find any gift in emptiness? The emptiness is what we try to avoid. We do so many things so that we do not feel empty or seem empty. Maybe in the emptiness, we may come to the core of who we are. Maybe in our emptiness, God is able to connect with us in a new way. This week, I've been reading from this devotional in the Sanctuary of Women. I came across a passage about Sojourner Truth. Sojourner Truth was a slave who eventually became free. She became an outspoken abolitionist, suffragette, and preacher. I'm sure in every one of these fields, she ran into opposition. She was either not a man or not a white woman. Sojourner Truth is most widely known for her speech, "Ain't I a Woman?" She lived in a time when for a black woman, there would be very few pulpits in which she would be invited to speak. I imagine she, many times, lived with or in emptiness. So here's what struck me this week. I went to the wrong page. Here it is. So this is a piece entitled Upon the Ashes. Sojourner Truth had preached around the United States whenever she could find a place to speak. Born into slavery in New York around 1797 with the name Isabella Bomfrey, she had 10 or 12 brothers and sisters, whom she only knew from stories told by her mother, Mama Bet. Her master had sold all the children except for Isabella and her younger brother, Peter. In 1828, after being sold and later escaping, Isabella gained her freedom and moved to New York City. After living there for more than a decade, Isabella experienced a call from the Spirit to travel and lecture. She desired a new name that would reflect her new vocation, saying that she had left everything behind and wasn't going to keep anything of Egypt on her. She was ready to be empty. She went to the Lord and asked him for a name. And the Lord gave me Sojourner, she said, because I was to travel up and down the land, showing the people their sins and being a sign unto them. Afterward, I told the Lord I wanted another name because everybody has two names. And the Lord gave me Truth, because I was to declare truth to the people. Sojourner Truth became a fiery preacher, orator, and abolitionist. One day, while preparing for a speech at the townhouse in Angola, Indiana, she heard of a threat that the building would be burned down if she spoke there. "Then I will speak upon the ashes," Sojourner replied. Amid the threat of destruction, she made a promise of proclamation. "I will speak upon the ashes." With her words, Sojourner Truth gives an image of the work not only of a preacher, but also of an artist to create even and especially amid barrenness, emptiness, destruction, injustice, and pain. In the presence of hatred and violence, creative work is an act of courage and hope. It claims a place for beauty and the possibility of wholeness that it offers. In her emptying out of the old, Sojourner Truth asked for a new name. She was willing to preach upon the ashes in the emptiness or lack of a building. She found her gifts in the emptiness. In our contemporary reading today, Parker Palmer has so beautifully spoken of his bouts with depression. He speaks of the emptiness and what kept him alive, God's presence. Some of us can relate to this emptiness. Others of us relate to the fear of emptiness, the fear of letting go of our ego, having to be right, our busyness, our desire to accumulate or hold tightly to our things, our worry we're not good enough or nice enough, or wonder if we are worthy of being loved. We are afraid of who we may be if we let go and lean into the emptiness. If we sit with the core of our being, our soul, the core of who we truly are, the beautiful, holy thing that happens in this emptiness, this is the gift of God's love in our emptiness. God loves us at our core. When we are completely empty, God is still there. God has a subtle way of finding us in our emptiness. The words read from the Gospel of Mark today are hard to hear. Jesus must have been in emptiness. His followers, the disciples, had fallen asleep, betrayed and denied him. The authorities and people around him, as he physically suffered, continued to badger him. Before he died, Jesus called out to God in his emptiness. God, where are you? God was with Jesus the whole time. Some made fun of Jesus for calling out to God, but this can only be seen as an act of strength. In his emptiness, he called out to God and no one else. Jesus called out in his emptiness, and God was there, always present and loving him, just as it is with each of us. In our own emptiness, let us call out to God so that we too may know God in our emptiness, loving us anyway. God has a subtle way of finding us in the emptiness so that we may be open to whatever is next for us. What's next may be as simple as knowing we are lovable, or we no longer need to worry because God is there. What's next may be something different, but God loves us when we think no one else possibly could. It may be scary to lean into the emptiness. What if this is when we find our flow, our core, our soul, our deeper relationship with God? I was talking with someone the other night, and she said she gave up Candy Crush for Lent. If you don't know what Candy Crush is, you're not missing out. A lot of people love it. But it takes up so much time. It's a game that you can play on your phone, tablet, I think computer. In just the week or so that she had given up Candy Crush, she had found so much more time to get things done. She was amazed at how these games had been taking so much of her time, and she didn't even realize it. What if, in our busyness of gaming and Facebook, television, running errands, and taking our kids to the 10 activities they belong to, and are spinning in negative emotions, we've forgotten to take time for creating justice. I mean hands and feet in action, kind of creating justice. What if in our busyness, we've forgotten our relationships? What if in our busyness, we've forgotten the gift of silence? What if the gifts of our emptiness are not scary at all, but freeing? Freeing because God loves us in our emptiness. And as Martin Luther said, God created the world out of nothing. And as long as we are nothing, God can make something out of us. Amen.